Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you run into anyone around town or if we've missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, or maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Our Bible Jeopardy clue this morning is from the category Statistics and Numbers, and this is for 1,000 points. Here it is. How many times does the term New Jerusalem appear in the Bible? Is it one time, two times, three times, or four times? Well, Kimberly Davis of Alexandria got a little help from her daughter, Asia Davis. And Asia is well taught. So did Lady Diane give the correct answer in Monroe. Now, Asia was the first one to give me the answer, and she responded, "What is two times?" And that, my friends, is the correct response. What is two times? New Jerusalem is mentioned twice in the Bible. And each time the Bible mentions it, it's said to come down from heaven where the angels guard the city gates. You can find that in Revelation 3:12 and Revelation 21:2, 21:10, and 21:12. But it's just mentioned twice. Also, the city's great size shows just how expansive it is. It's a cube measuring 12,000 stadia or furlongs around. That equals to about 350 miles high, 350 miles wide. That is a big city, 350 miles high. Even if it was on Earth, it would extend out into space. So it can't be something that's earthly. It has to be something somewhere in heaven. New Jerusalem. It's mentioned twice in the Bible. Okay? Now you know. You know something? I've come to know and understand why helping others is so important. Now, it's good to know and focus on yourself, get yourself together. But helping others is the way that you yourself can stay strong. You see, when you help other people, God's favor comes on your life. You should be the type of person that opens doors and do things for other people that they cannot do for themselves. You add value to other people when you help them. The best investment you can ever make, it's not in the stock market, not in anything like that. The best investment you can make is the investment you make in other people. Amen. Hey, listen, I think that this has been such a wonderful week, and I am so grateful that you decided to join us all week long. This is really great. I'm having so much fun doing this. It's my pleasure, honor, and privilege to serve a mighty God and to be a part of your lives too. Thank you for inviting me into wherever you happen to be. I'm hoping to do this again on Monday morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. It's going to be a great weekend. I hope that you get to worship somewhere. And I hope that you get to relax and enjoy the weekend. Oh, it's going to be good. Thank you so much for being here. Know this. There are two kind of people in the world. Those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know something? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So, until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
He'll make it all right. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Wade Hampton Show.
Told me she taught me well.
Forget your failures. Woo. And forgive yourself for moving on.
I'm moving on.
Hey.
I'm moving on.
Hey.
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 I know my rear view.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best.